Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper. And again, we are the conduit for the poet and entrepreneur. I'm so excited to have you guys out with us and listening to us and checking out our show today, talking about the discipline of an athlete. It's with great pleasure, actually, that we get to speak with a former athlete. Mr. Kurt David is on the line with us, and he's talking about the discipline of an athlete, the work ethic, and how we can translate that in our arts business so that we can push. Because have you ever thought about the work ethic that an athlete has, even after they've retired, they still continue to work diligently, either in sports or they move on into other areas. And Kurt David is actually one of those people that help athletes transition from their career as an athlete and then transitioning into the career of the real world. And he's also done this for business corporations and basically put a fire and a passion and purpose back into the work setting, which is something that is in a dire need. So we appreciate him for being on the show with us today. And we're actually going to just put him right on the line. He has another event to head to. So we're going to get right into the questions. Kurt David, are you there?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
I am so excited to actually have you on the show. The last time we spoke, you really gave such great information about being an athlete, and you talked about even Thomas Kincaid and inspired me to read up more about him. And he discusses a lot of the things that I believe as an artist. So I really appreciated you for that.
No, it's my pleasure. And a lot of the things that we'll be talking about today translate across the board, whether it be a business, creative world, you know, whatever the industry. I think passion and purpose is something that's so important to all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why I'm happy to have you on the show, because I integrate as well, and sometimes it's hard for people to understand how it merges together, so it's always good to have a like-minded person discussing this. Actually, tell us how and why you decided to get into a career as a business coach and consultant.
Yeah, first of all, let me back up a little bit. My life as an athlete, a professional athlete, is very pale in comparison to the guys and girls I sit on now. They're Hall of Fame, All-Star, World Champion status. And as a result of my book and TV show, I have the honor of sitting down with these ladies and gentlemen to talk about their life after pro sports. You're probably wondering why we're talking about sports and the art field and creative, whether it be, you know, with writing or other creatives. But I think there's a lot of parallels with the fact that 100% of professional athletes ultimately experience job termination. That's an undeniable fact. 25% are broke within the first year out. 60% of NBA players are bankrupt within the fifth year out. Over 78% of NFL players are broke within 2 years. And there's an 80% divorce rate. So those are pretty sobering stats. And
yes.
So from my lens, it's not so much whether it be an athlete or a writer. It's what do you do with that? What do you do with the adversity? What do you do with the change in your life? And we all face that regardless of the industry. And how do we create that passion and purpose again? And that's one of the most challenging parts for any talent, is to find that passion and purpose again. And that's what I do. And meeting with these athletes is one parallel, but we're able to translate that into businesses and other industries as well.
Awesome. And that's wonderful. And those results, oh my goodness, I think that should open up the eyes of some of the artists to understand that it doesn't matter the field, we all have our own difficulties, and those are large numbers to deal with. So I'm glad that you went into that calling. As a matter of fact, when we spoke, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and you know, I just heard this recently, by the age of 21 years of age, we've had over 300,000 messages about self-satisfaction. In other words, about instant gratification, about, taking care of ourselves. We've had over 300,000 messages about ourselves, and I think one of the biggest things for recreating passion is beyond that. It has to be beyond ourselves. If that's all we think about is ourselves, it's difficult because we need a higher calling, a higher meaning, so to speak. And I can get into the five principles of that, but you had a question to ask, it sounds like, right before I went into that.
No, you can go into that because that is one of the questions that I had, because you talk about the key leadership principles and some other principles. So you can go into that. That'd be great.
Yeah. Basically, what I found out was through my research with professional athletes as well as with businesses is that there's five basic concepts of success. In other words, there's five commonalities. As I did the research and studied and met with people and corporations, I discovered there's five commonalities of success to create that passion, especially as you face change and transition, which all of us do. And being the simple mind that I am, I thought it'd be simple to put these five commonalities into an acronym. That way it was easier for me to remember. And so I created the acronym RULES, R-U-L-E-S. And each letter stands for something. Each letter means something. And if we're ready, we can get right into it as far as what each letter means and how that could translate into whether you're a writer, an artist, whatever it is. Certainly these are things that you can apply to your life. And if you have a paper and pencil, this is a good time to write down as well.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Yeah, let me get right into it. So the rules. These are rules for developing passion and purpose again. The first letter is R, and that stands for refocus. What I discovered, Amanda, is that every high-caliber athlete, every corporation that found success had a refocus. In other words, they've already gone through a change or a transition, but as a result of the refocus, they were able to find success. And the best way to refocus is to evaluate your current goals, establish new goals, and by doing so, you develop that new passion and purpose. And so that's the first thing. And I could give plenty of examples. Unfortunately, we're kind of short on time today, so I'm not able to delve into it. I mean, this is a presentation that I've given for 3 hours. I mean, I could give anywhere from 20 minutes to a three-hour presentation on this and really delve deeper. And unfortunately, we don't have the luxury unless I come back another time. But so the R stands for rule. I appreciate that. So the R stands for refocus. And there's been many examples of that with corporations and athletes that have found refocus by redeveloping their passion. As an example, back in the early days of America in the early 1900s, there was an 18th Amendment, and I don't know if there's any history buffs out there, but that 18th Amendment was about prohibition. And basically what that said is that the 1,273 breweries that were in America at that time could no longer legally sell their wares. Talk about adversity. I mean, imagine that if all of a sudden you're being told that you can no longer do something legally. And 80% of those companies during the time of Prohibition, they closed. There was 243 that by the time we're done with Prohibition were still open. So rather than looking at the 80% and what happened and how did they close, we looked at the 20% to say, what is it that they did? How did they create success and what is it that they did to remain open? Well, one of those companies was founded by a couple German immigrants, and that company decided not to take that adversity lying down. And so when they refocused, they said, okay, boy, we're not going to close our shops. We're going to refocus. And what they actually did is instead of brewing beer, they then began to brew malt extract, root beer, ginger ale, even did car and truck parts as a result of their retooling for a temporary time. And as a result, Anheuser-Busch is now the largest brewery in the country, in America, and actually beyond America, in the world. And as a result of the refocus during that time. So they refocused until they got through their adversity, and then they came back and were even stronger than before. So that's just one example of the refocus that a person can have. The second letter is U, which stands for using network. What I discovered, Amon, is that many people, especially high-caliber athletes, have a vast network of people around them. They're able to tap into that network. And by tapping into that network, businesses, corporations, individuals have an opportunity to tap into that network to develop relationships that can help them accomplish those goals, part of that refocus. In other words, if they had a situation where they set new goals, whether it be as a writer, as an artist, and starting to look at their network of people of who could be in their network to help them accomplish those goals would be very strategic. Now, one of the things that I have to share when talking about that, though, is that this is not – I'm not talking about use and abuse. In other words, I'm not talking about using people to get what you want. I'm talking about developing relationships and developing a network of people that would be very helpful for you to accomplish those goals, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've discussed.
And so getting to the next letter, so that's R-U. L stands for let go. And bar none, it is the most difficult aspect of transition, at least with athletes. In other words, those athletes have a very difficult time of letting go. They've been doing something their whole life, and all of a sudden they have to change and develop new passion. And letting go of the glory days, as we call it, is one of the most important things to moving on. To translate that into the art world, and whether it be a writer, an artist, graphic artist, whatever, certainly there's things that we have to look at to say, boy, what do I need to let go? Is there something I need to let go of, whether it be failure, or more importantly, sometimes we have to let go of success in order to have the next level of success. But that's one of the commonalities and very important for us to have passion and purpose. So far we have R for refocus, U for using network, L for letting go, which leads us into the next letter, which is E, and that stands for execute. What I found is that regardless of the rules, the network, the letting go, that unless we execute things, it doesn't matter. And a coach put it pretty wisely to me that having enough discipline is only enough to get us through these things. And so this is where the discipline part comes in that we had talked about at the beginning of the show. We have to have discipline regardless of the industry to accomplish our goals. And one of the most aspects of that is the execution. In other words, that we have to have that discipline applied. As an example, there was an athlete that I interviewed that was an All-American athlete out of Washington, D.C. He became an All-American athlete in college at Syracuse University. He became a number one draft pick by the Detroit Pistons, went on to become a NBA Hall of Famer. After he was done playing pro basketball, developed a $500 million a year business, and then he became the mayor of Detroit. And so Dave Bing continued to execute his success over and over and over again. He could have easily rested on his laurels and you know, after being an All-American in high school or college or NBA draft, but he continued to create his success and still does to this day. And so that's just one example of execution and how important that is to creating that passion and purpose. Does that make sense as well?
Absolutely. I love it.
And so the final letter of the acronym RULES stands for someone. What I discovered is that people that have success, especially in transition and change, found someone, a mentor, so to speak, that they attached to develop even further. In other words, somebody to kind of bounce ideas from, somebody to help you with your refocus, your network, your letting go, your execution, somebody who's been there ideally, somebody who knows exactly what you want and knows how to get it. That's one or two people. So it's beyond that network. In other words, it's more specific than just the network. It's one or two people that you can mentor with, and that's what that someone is. And so that's kind of the crib note version of the five commonalities of success for creating passion, and certainly a big part of that is the execution, which is the discipline part of it, because all of these attributes don't mean anything unless you execute them. And that's probably one of the biggest attributes that athletes gain, is that discipline and execution is almost like parallel with it. So it's synonymous and absolutely part of our DNA, actually. And so that's what makes high-caliber athletes so valuable when they are able to translate that into the real world when they're done with sports.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the head, and that's so perfect, that whole execute. And in my mind, and I hope others can see that, is that every time an athlete is taught something, they automatically have to execute it at some point. They know in their mind, once they hit the field, once they hit the court, no matter where they go, whatever they've learned, they have to execute that, which I don't think all disciplines do that. And
no,
so you really
absolutely
hit
not.
It on the head with that. You really hit it on the head with that.
Let's be honest, too, in the industry of creatives, in other words, regardless of what it is with creative mind, one of the most difficult aspects of being creative is being focused in with specific intent and discipline. That's very difficult because as a creative, we're constantly looking for new solutions and new origins and new frontiers, so to speak. But yet in the same sense, as a disciplined, as a somebody with purpose, you know, it's almost the opposite. And so you have to pair those together to really find success. you can't just have the creative without having the opposite of that, which is that discipline and execution to find success.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kurt. I know that you do have to head off to another event. And so we appreciate you taking the time. But honestly, in this 15 minutes, you really, really showed us what discipline of an athlete is really about. So everything happens for a reason. I will invite you back on the show because we want to talk about how you execute this with doctors and such different visionaries, which is something that artists do have to do. So we'll think of this to come back on the show. But before you go, can you tell us how to stay connected with you and a project that you want us to follow that you're working on before you leave?
No, I appreciate it. A big project right now is a TV show where we have former Hall of Fame, All-Star, World Champion men and women on from pro sports, Olympic sports, about their life after sports, but more importantly, how they've created a new passion and purpose in their life. And that translates across the board. Whether you're an athlete or a fan of athletes, the stories that they tell can translate, and we'll be on Fox Sports. You can find past episodes on our website, which is KurtDavid.com, KURTDAVID, KurtDavid.com. And, of course, you can connect to us on Facebook and Twitter as well. But appreciate the time, appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for you and all your listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the show. We can't wait to hear from you again. And, of course, we love following Hall of Famers. We love that backstory that they give. So we'll definitely be following that. So you have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Mon. Thank you.
All right, you have a great one. Bye. All right, guys, that was Kurt David. We thank him so much for coming on the show with us and talking about the discipline of an artist. That's the end of our show. Check us out and follow us at Regal Poet, REGALPOETE, on all of the social medias. And be yourself, be Regal.